Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. On today's show, we're going to talk about celebrities. We glorify them. We idolize them. But what happens when we actually meet them? Here to talk about it is a celebrity of both TV and film, Mr. Eric Estrada.
Hi, how you doing? Hello to your listeners.
Hi. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I just wanted to ask you, you know, you have one of the most recognizable faces, I guess, you know, from Chips, but also from everywhere. You've been in so many things in terms of TV and film. When you're walking along and you see that someone recognizes you, what is your reaction on your end?
Well, my protocol is simple. It takes less than 20 seconds to sign an autograph, give a hug, or take a picture with somebody on the way to wherever you're going. And you make somebody's day, and, you know, and everybody's happy.
Right. Well, but, you know, for someone like me, you know, to be completely honest, I have at home action figures of you that I played with. And so I spent hours in my youth pretending I was you. Isn't that weird when someone comes up to you and saying, I've spent all my playtime when I was little pretending to be you? How do you react to that?
I think it's great, man, especially when they tell me, you know, I'm a cop now because of you, because of your show. I think that if they, people see you, they get so excited. Some of them don't know what to say, and some of them just go on and on and on. But, they, you know, I'm in your home how many times a week and how many hours in a month. So when they see you, they feel like they know you, they can relate to you, and they watched you. So,
but they also know you don't know them at all. I mean, isn't it a little weird? Like, they may know all these stuff about you. Maybe they go on your website and, you know your biography, but you have, they're just a stranger to you. So I always think, what does he have to say to me? I can only say I'm a big fan, but you're like, and you're just a dude, you know? What do you have to say back?
What I say is, hey, thank you for, you know, for your support. Thank you for being a fan. Thank you for supporting whatever I've done and whatever I continue to do. Then you know, and these people follow you, you know, and you just got to give them thanks.
But yeah, I have a question, though, in terms of the line, you know, there's adoration. There is someone saying, hey, I really appreciate your work you've done or what you say. You know, what's really cool if you've inspired someone. But when does it get to be weird? Like if someone starts to quote Eric Estrada trivia or something like that, is that like, okay, you know a little bit too much about me? Is that awkward?
Okay, hold on one second.
Wait, is your ringtone Chips?
Yeah, it's the Chips.
Yeah, that's really cool. So even if they don't get you, if they know your ringtone, they're like, hey, wait, put two and two together, huh?
Yeah.
But like I'm saying, is it, when does it get to be, where's the line of where it actually starts to be
weird? Well, you know,
weird?
I've been lucky that way. No one's ever gotten stupid, and no one's ever gotten out of line, because I think Ponch was very well liked by grandparents, parents, children, you know what I mean?
But, you know, what if someone knows you from your other work? Like, I know you did that movie Angel Eyes, which was, you know, your character there was very different than Ponch.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, but a lot of people don't get to see that. Most people, what they come up to me for is basically Chips and my soap opera.
You know, for a time, I lived in L.A., and I feel like I was always taught, don't talk to celebrities, don't go anywhere near them, ignore them, because they don't want to be bothered by you. I mean, do you just want your peace and quiet?
And listen, if I want peace and quiet, stay home. But once the gates to my driveway close behind me and I'm out, I've always considered myself at least 75% public domain, and people have the right to come up to me and say, hi, how are you? You know, they just for a brief moment, they just want a moment, and, you know, And you know, you just handle it. That's all. So, you don't make a big deal out of it. You handle it and you move on.
So would you say, I mean, because you read about celebrities like Paris Hilton or Lindsay Lohan, who always say, oh, I hate the paparazzi. They're horrible.
Oh, come on. Those aren't celebrities. Those are just, you know, I don't know what they are.
They're obviously saying, hey, I don't want people to talk to me, even though I'm hanging out in a very public space.
If you're going to be on television, if you're going to be in movies, if you're going to be in magazines, and you're going to be doing that for an income, and that's your livelihood, then you got to expect for people to come up to you and say something to you or get in your space. And you can't get pissed off about it, because than getting a different line of work.
So it just comes with the territory, I guess.
It comes with the territory, period.
Well, let's talk about, I wanted to talk about your new series that you have. You were on a new show where, you were playing a cop, you were a cop playing a cop.
I was an actor playing a cop, now I'm a cop who's an actor.
Right. It was Armed and Dangerous? Correct?
Armed and Famous.
Armed and Famous. So what was that like? I mean, was it a total...
It was wonderful.
Was it a total fake out when you're being a real cop? Yet people thought you were a fake cop?
No, I don't know about that. What the people thought, but what I thought was it was something I always wanted to do anyway, and now I'm doing it, and I'm remaining one, and I'm soon to go into the LA County Sheriff's Reserve.
When you were Ponch, though, did anyone ever think you were a real cop? Did people ever?
No, not as Ponch. That's a TV. That's just a TV role.
I know, but maybe little kids or something.
No, they didn't. No. Kids watch you on TV. They knew you were a TV cop. I mean,
well, I'm saying as someone who, again, played with the action figures, I was convinced you were a cop at a certain age.
Well, so I am now a cop, but I wasn't back then. I was an actor being a cop.
Well, last question, and I want to thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, baby.
If I saw you, you know, I actually did see you one time. It was in Reno. You were in an airport in Reno
two years ago.
Yeah, going through Reno. And I was like, I almost jumped down my seat, and I said, "Oh my God, there he is! There's Ponch! There's Eric Estrada!" You know, and I held back because I had this false idea that it's not cool to say hi. But now you're telling me it is cool.
Well, it's cool with me.
It's cool with you. Well, now I know that. But if I were to say one thing to you, and I was to come up and just say, "Hey, you know, what would be the best compliment? What would make what? You know, I know it makes my day just to talk to you. But what would make your day if I were to say this to you?"
Well, like Jerry Falwell's son said to me, he said to me, "You know, my dad used to make us sit and watch you because that was his favorite show, and we watched you growing up." Boom. That's a nice compliment.
Well, Eric Estrada, thank you so much for your time. And you have the
DVD's coming out June 5th.
June 5th.
The first season, and I host it.
You're hosting the complete first series of Chips, where Officer Poncherello takes on the mean streets, the mean highways, I should say, of California, and the streets. And we'll look for that in stores June 5th, correct?
You got it.
Well, thanks again for your time. I really appreciate it, and good luck to you in the future.
Thanks for your interest. Call me anytime.
Chips will return in a moment.